Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you thinking about starting a podcast but don't know where to start? Let me take a second to tell you about Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast across a plethora of listening platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, all the big ones. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, completely free. If you're thinking about starting a podcast, do yourself a favor and check out anchor.fm or download the app to get started.
Big Dumb Inquiries. Big Dumb
Inquiries.
Big Dumb
Inquiries.
Big Dumb
Inquiries.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Big Dumb Inquiries, number what, 24?
Yeah, we're making it. We're building up, man.
Dude, we're almost like half a year doing this shit. I mean, we doubled up a few times, but when we start, what, back in May, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. We hooked up when I first started podcasting, so it had to have been like April or May, something like that.
Well, it is certainly fun. We missed one last week, but it's good to catch up, dude. Do you want to bring our guest in tonight?
Yeah, so straight from the UK, we got Mr. Sir Tommy from Let's Get Freaky Podcast. How's it going today, brother?
Very well. Thank you for having me, guys.
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely.
Very excited.
What part?
I had to bring you in as a knight, so you're Sir Tommy tonight.
I'll take that.
I actually am. I'm a no agenda knight, so I'm a sir. Tommy, what part of the UK are you from, man?
So I'm in Dorset at the moment, but I'm from Essex, which is just outside London.
Okay. So, I know it's you know, here in the south of the United States, we have different, you know, it's not just southern. Like, Texas has its own accent, but then there's, like, East Texas, West Texas. Then you got, like, Georgia, Florida, Alabama. Everyone has different accents. And I know it's very similar in the UK, even though it's a smaller place. So I can't tell, but I know other Brits who might be listening would probably be able to tell instantly where you're from just based on hearing you. So you said Essex?
Yeah, I'm an Essex boy.
Okay.
It's outside London. I was from.
Perfect. Well, you look like an Irishman, so.
Can you drink like one?
dude, the Brits can drink, man.
I love a Guinness.
You did have a, oh, perfect, dude, perfect.
I do love a Guinness.
Pre-game.
Excellent. Well, dude, I mean, we can get into the little touch-butt stuff here in a minute, but, I mean, big news out of the UK this morning. You know, your government has collapsed once again this year.
Yeah, I've given up. I don't look at it anymore.
Oh, man, it is just...
It's Mary's in charge.
It's ridiculous that she... Was she hated by everyone, Liz Truss?
Yeah, I mean, they all are, to be honest, but...
But if the other politicians hate her and the people hate her, she must be real bad.
What chance have you got?
Dude, it's...
Yeah, not good. I don't know how long she lasted. It weren't long.
It was 44 days.
44, wow.
There was a stream going on YouTube or something of just like a head of lettuce with like glasses on. And it was... the title of the stream was Who Can Last Longer, the Head of Lettuce or Liz Truss? And the lettuce is still going. So,
is that a record minimum, 40 days?
Yeah, it's a record minimum for a prime minister.
Ooh, that's set cool. A record at least. At least I got that going for him.
History. We made history. like Obama did with bombing civilians. He made history, you know? No, I think Trump, I don't know who beat him. But anyway, well, I'm excited for the show tonight, guys. Any exciting things going on in y'all's worlds before we get started? Also, everybody, thanks for being here. If you're watching live, we do appreciate it. Anything exciting going on, dude? How's the, well, I don't know. What? Tell me what's going on. It's Halloween time. I mean, are you carving pumpkins? Yeah. You got a costume set up? I mean, what's going on lately? Anybody?
Talking to me or Tommy?
Anyone. Who I'm talking to both of you guys. What's
Tommy was talking about his pumpkin. I was giving him a second to talk about his pumpkin, man.
Oh, okay.
My little pumpkin decoration.
Oh, very cute. Very cute.
I'm in the spirit of things.
Right. Right. You guys can't.
He's got his little lantern ghost over there, too. Yeah. Looks like a little jack-o'-lantern, but ghost-shaped.
Yeah. He's pretty cool.
You guys can't afford energy, so you have to get Halloween toys to light your homes.
They can only get it through batteries.
Just
if it doesn't run off batteries, they ain't got it.
Just candles in pumpkins. That's the only way you guys can eat and survive winter this year.
That's the future. Yeah,
I'm just fucking with you, dude. I'm sure it's a different situation. But what about you, Shane? Anything else exciting going on?
So as far as like show wise goes, pretty exciting news. I recently teamed up with Bizarre Encounters and Inquiries of Our Reality with a cryptid merch guy. His thing's called Crypto Theology. He's got some pretty cool designs. Bunch of off the wall shit. Like he has one where there's like Sasquatch like eating a human leg and it's all cartoony and it says don't touch my jerky and shit. Like just funny ass designs and stuff. But we ended up mixing that all together. So he's gonna be making some collab shirts for Bizarre Encounters, for Inquiries of Our Reality. I believe that one's coming first.
Okay.
And maybe down the line, maybe we can even get some cool collab shirts for Big Dumb Inquiries.
Well, I was gonna say obviously he specializes in cryptid stuff, but I mean, Shane, you're basically a cryptid. I'm a Texas guy. That's cryptic to a lot of the world. I mean, let's get some, Big Dumb Inquiries stuff going on, man. Let's,
dude, I'll hook it up for sure. You know what's funny too is I'm just a little hint of what might be coming for the Inquiries of Our Reality shirt. Taking your little nickname for me, Hippie Bigfoot. So it's gonna be themed around that. Just so everybody has a little bit of a preview taste of what the first one might be.
I could design that shirt. Okay, that's easy to do. Okay. Well, anyway, that's awesome, man. You got a sponsor, team, partnership going. That's cool, man. The only people who've ever offered to sponsor my show was my mom. So props to you, man.
I got a couple going now, but like one of them is my dad for his drums. So, you know, he does drum lessons and stuff. So he's kind of sponsoring the show. The other one is New Kombucha, which is just this little local kombucha place that I usually drink every single show. Just a little local to Michigan. She pretty much has like a little counter inside of like a workspace. So, you know, I want to give her big shout out because she makes some of the best kombucha I've ever had.
Oh, hell yeah. And, what's the name of it called? New Kombucha?
NEU Kombucha.
Yep. NEU. Perfect. Well, yeah, dude, that's a great way to get like sponsorships, just local stuff, but you can't necessarily guarantee, unless they can ship stuff, it's hard to guarantee that it'll be a return on investment for them unless you have a lot of local listeners, which you can. You can slap stickers up and stuff in town and maybe get some people involved, but that's cool, man. That's cool.
I mean, none of them are really profit-based yet. They're all just kind of like, help me out, I'll help you out kind of a thing. So, you know, that's all what I'm about anyways. It's all about helping out the little guys. So, you know, Crypto Theology, New Kombucha, and my dad, of course, teaching drum lessons. It's all like local small businesses because, you know, like we always talk about on the show, it's about community and shit. So the only way everybody can grow is if we all connect together, man.
That's perfect.
It's not about profit. It's just about helping each other grow.
That's perfect, man. Well, we got some great people in the chat. Snake Turbanhead, I think his name is also Shane, said, hey.
Yeah, what's up, Shane?
Brian in the chat, he's always here. And then Jackhammer just dropped in. He said, you guys are the best. I love the podcast. That's great, man. I love that y'all are here. I think these later shows are better. More people, you know, it's after dinner. People can kind of chill out and maybe they're just sitting around. They can watch the show a little bit and hang out with us. So,
side note too, also Lily in the chat, she said this is her first time hopping on our live chat and or live shows, and she loves our show, so thanks for being here, Lily.
Long time listener, first time catching the live stream. We should do calls sometime too, like have a phone line open. Maybe that'll be part of the wild card segment of the show. Just have a phone line open. I can facilitate that. It's pretty easy to do.
We can even open it up to some listeners too. Like I actually had Brian, shout out to Brian again. He came on my show last night, did fucking great for, you know, doing his first podcast ever. Pretty fun guy to talk to. So, you know, maybe we can even work some stuff out too, where, you know, if there's some listeners that, you know, have the audacity to hop on a podcast and do some fun stuff, we can maybe even open it up to listeners as being guests on some episodes. It might be pretty fun.
Absolutely, man. Oh, and Tommy, I'm sorry, I forgot to ask you, tell us a little bit about the Let's Get Freaky podcast and a little bit about you before we get into the show, man.
Yeah,
we just get so used to touching butts in the beginning, we forget sometimes. You're sorry, man.
So we're quite a new podcast, 16 episodes in. Let's get freaky. We talk everything paranormal, ghosts, cryptids, UFOs, everything. If it's paranormal, we'll talk about it. So, yeah, come over. Give us a listen.
See, I recently hopped on too as a guest. I think that comes out next week. Or, you know, if you're listening to this already posted on the streams, it's probably already out. So, you know, go check that one out, of course, if you like hearing me talk and you want to hear Tommy and I talk again.
Dude, what are, besides like the Loch Ness Monster, are there any local cryptids in the UK?
Well, I found out.
Sam the Sandown Clown.
I
dropped that one.
A dog man near me, apparently.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Which is really cool. I didn't know about this. So I've recently moved to Dorset. I've only been here for 8 months now, recently. So I've been here a little while now, 8 months. And I was talking to a local the other day, and they told me that there's a, they call it the devil dog. And it's meant to haunt the forest that I live right next to. Oh. Lots of people have seen this devil dog, but it's basically a dog man by the descriptions.
Interesting. And,
that's really cool.
Well,
I mean,
if you go
back theoretically, and you know the whole dogman thing kind of connects into like the werewolf lore, it would originate from Europe. So it's kind of weird that you guys don't have like more cryptid things. It seems like it's mainly North America, unless it's just because it's more populated over there. Maybe you guys kind of push stuff into certain areas and directions, and there's a lot more open area in the U.S. But
I think
presumably from all the folklore, I would assume that you guys would be rampant. You know,
I think that's just because it's been their culture's been around longer that those things kind of get written off as just folklore, rather than like cryptid sightings, right? Like the fairies and the leprechauns and the werewolves and vampires and stuff. Like that's just it's been around so long and it's been told in stories and fairy tales and like the Brothers Grimm and all that it's just been kind of written off as folklore so maybe it's not looked at in the same light as it is maybe in the States, where we're like, you know, still looking through our woods and shit that no one's been through and you know, seeing weird stuff. So
I mean, even if there was a lot of cryptids over there, it could have just been pushed into specific areas, pushed away from areas because it's so populated over there. You know, there's not really as much vast woods as there is here. So, you know, maybe they all move kind of south where, there's a lot more area for them to hide, you know?
Yeah. I'm also right next to what's called the New Forest. And apparently there's a lot of fairies. They say there's a lot of fairies in there.
I bet, so dude. Hey, you're in the UK. I bet there's fairies all around you.
There's a lot of fairies.
We have a lot of fairies here, but they're a different type of fairies.
Yeah, we all know what we're talking about. So, well, with that, let's get the show started. Let's get into some topics. Get into some clips. We can start wherever. I have about 10 clips that I pulled, and we can kind of just pick a few.
Mine first then, and then at the end, if we want to run the show longer, we can just keep running with a couple of your clips.
Okay. And they're all pretty short. They're mostly listicles and Halloween themed stuff. So okay, I got yours. Here we go. This is Shane's clip. You want to preface anything before we start it?
Well, I don't want to fully preface it, just let me know what you guys think this is about, like as far as society goes after seeing this.
Okay,
like,
here we go.
Katie, you lost your parents.
Welcome home.
You're my niece. I'm gonna do everything I can to make this place feel like home.
I just wish I could see them again.
I'm not equipped to handle this. I don't even take care of my own plants. I have this project at work. Do you wanna see?
Yes.
Ever since I was little, I dreamed of this perfect toy that would protect a kid ever feeling lonely or sad. This is Megan.
Hi, Megan. I'm Katie. It's nice to meet you, Katie. Do you want to hang out? Okay.
Megan, your goal is to protect Katie from harm, both physical and emotional.
Oh,
is that a doll? Model 3 generative android. Megan, for short.
I can't believe you made this. I love it.
Wanna hang out? Yeah, sounds like fun.
Great job.
Oh, it's nice. No.
It's honestly like she's part of the family now.
They could be building emotional connections that are too hard to untangle.
She's the happiest she's been since her parents died. Eat the toppings, Katie.
Research shows if you force a child to eat vegetables, they'll be less likely to choose those foods as adults.
Is that so?
Yes. Experts
say... Megan, turn off.
I thought we were having a conversation.
Does she talk? Make her say something.
Stop! Don't! Megan! You should probably run.
What the...
Megan, she pushed Brandon onto the road. I won't let anything harm you.
Megan, turn off.
Recalibrating response model. Megan! What's wrong with you? Don't worry, Katie. I won't let anything harm you. Ever again.
Oh, no. Oh no! What the fuck, Shane? What? Where? What?
So just to hit you with this shit, normalizing, is this becoming something that's being normalized for a reason? That's like my main focus on this one. That's where my mind went.
I don't know if this is a normalizing thing. I think it's just, you know, with the advancements in AI and robot technology. I mean, there's already movies like this, but. This is, you know, like the Terminator, right? I mean, that's a good example, but this is just, it's like combination of Chucky, The Orphan. Remember that movie, The Orphan? And, you know, Ex Machina or something. Like, it's just, this is terrifying.
But is it almost like subliminal in the sense of, like, obviously this isn't hurting the little girl. It's there to protect the little girl. So is it like, almost normalizing the concept that people could have like protective robots, you know what I mean? So that like you won't get hurt. So it makes you feel safe with the AI, but they may hurt things around you because they love you, you know, air quotes, so much.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's
shit made me paranoid, bro. Just from watching this trailer, yeah, it was like too much.
I don't like that at
cool
all.
Thing she done. That
oh,
was not nice.
She got on all fours and you know, ran like a cougar. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if it's necessarily normalizing it, like, because if you think about it now, like with what we have available already with like phones and social media, it kind of already is that like protective mechanism. Like, I know a lot of like kids who just like, hide in their phones and hide in social media and stuff to get like to avoid, you know, because with relationships, there's emotional distress, there's harm, emotional harm, mental harm, sometimes physical harm. And so a lot of kids will hide in the technology rather than face real, the potential of being hurt. But that's the thing. I assume in this movie that by this robot protecting the kid, it's hurting the kid in some way, right? By killing all her friends and family, right? Like, it's not
mentally hurting her, but not physically hurting her. Yeah, that's its mission and what it was programmed to do, correct?
Right. I mean, and we've seen this like with what iRobot with Will Smith, right? I mean, the robots, event one just goes off haywire and he's like, and that's the whole thing with AI too. It's like, it eventually will realize that humanity is the biggest threat to itself. And so it needs to kill all the humans to save humanity. And it's just one of those weird, weird things. What are your thoughts, Tommy?
Yeah, I didn't like that. Anything with kids, it freaks me out anyway. So that was, yeah.
Talk about Uncanny Valley, bro. Like, obviously it's somebody in a mask. That's why the face doesn't move right. But that like body movement where it's so like fluid with the fake face, it's so like Uncanny Valley, bro. It freaks you the fuck out.
Yeah. And I've got a Chucky vibe from it as well.
Yeah. Have y'all seen The Orphan? It came out like early 2000s about, it was like Estrid or something, or, this girl was this family adopted this little girl from an orphanage. And turns out, like, she had some weird disease where she was actually, like a 38-year-old woman who looked like a child and, like, you know, killed
the
family.
That was based on a true story, too.
Yeah, it was. But that's the kind of vibe I get from this as well. Yeah. And Chucky, it's a combination of all the Deus Ex Machina, or not Deus Ex, just Ex Machina, right? It's really...
Plot twist, that was never a robot in the beginning. That's why it didn't turn off. It's been a little girl in a mask the whole time. That's going to be the plot twist at the end.
I don't know. Well, why isn't this movie coming out this month? Like, why isn't that coming out now? for Halloween. I mean, that's a perfect Halloween movie, right?
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, man. It's that's fucking creepy, dude. Hey, your cat's licking his asshole, dude. You want to...
Hey, that's a girl. She's licking her asshole.
Okay, okay.
Hey, this is the one that tried to take me out with the microwave, you remember.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Back on, like, episode 5.
Oh, dude, that was so funny. That was funny. But, yeah, Shane, where did you even find this? Did you get an ad for this or something?
Gabby sent it to me, and I was like, oh, shit, that's got to be the BDI clip this week.
Well, we should go. When this comes out in January, we should go see it respectively. And give it a review, because this is something that I'd be curious to watch.
Yeah, dude, we could definitely do that. We could even do something where if they do some kind of stream on a computer, we could like stream it at the same time and watch it together. And
yeah,
then
do a little like a Discord watch party or something. I mean, I don't know what the laws are around that. We'll figure something out.
Do it like what's that, Mystery Science Theater style. We'll just turn it down a little bit so you won't get in trouble for copyright, and then we'll just talk shit over it.
Yeah, I mean, I live stream the Super Bowl on YouTube.
You just gotta mirror it. That's the trick. No sound, mirror.
Oh, yeah. We'll be good. Okay, okay. Well, don't listen to us, people. We're not trying to encourage any copyright infringement. We're just, this is all for what's the proper phrasing?
Entertainment purposes?
It's for commentary, news, and political, I don't know, satire. I don't fucking know. We're doing this. It's entertainment purposes. It's for a show. We don't actually want to make any money off. We're none of us are making any money anyway. So we're just here to have a good time. So any final thoughts on that, dude? That I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, you took it in an interesting direction, like with the whole AI aspect and the deeper meaning of it, but I think it's just a fucking creepy movie. I mean, that looks terrible.
I mean, props to horror directors, though, because they had that low spot for a very fucking long time where there just wasn't shit coming out, and I felt like the only good horror movies were, like, dubbed over, like, European movies. So, as far as, like, the U.S. goes, you know, it seems like we've had a handful of decent-looking ones lately. Maybe we're starting to come back on that front, and people realize that people don't just want a straight gore scary movie. They want something that, like, creeps you out from the inside. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, the new Halloween movie just came out recently, I think. The Halloween Ends, like, you know, the Mike Myers movies. And I was looking up for clips for tonight, and there's a ton of news articles about how the fans are already saying reshoot the entire movie. It's due to dog shit.
The one before that was bad, too, because they completely messed up the whole idea of how Mike Myers works. First of all, he kills something, leaves it where it drops. That movie, the second one, you know, the one they did last year, he's, like, moving the bodies around, placing them and shit like that. The motherfucker, like, there's just a bunch of shit that doesn't make any sense as far as, like, how Mike Myers was, dude. Like, they fucking killed and tanked this fucking series.
Yeah. And I think, well, maybe that's what I was reading about was the last movie. But I don't know anything about it. Did one come out recently?
Yeah, it's supposed to be coming out. It already came out, I think. Came out this month. Talk about other tanking, too. You're talking about The Orphan. That movie came out, what, like 2010 maybe? Yeah. So they're making a sequel on Netflix that's supposed to be a prequel with the same actress 15 years later. I can already tell you, tank.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, we're so unoriginal as at least Hollywood is. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Horror-wise, if the first scary movie is good and solid and they make a prequel, like their next step is to make a prequel, you know it's going to be shit. They did it with Annabelle. They did it with pretty much anything, dude.
Because they can't come up with a sequel.
That 10 years in the middle, they just ruin the series when they drop that prequel or that sequel afterwards.
Josh in the chat says, yes, Halloween Ends was so disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The last good Halloween series, and people may hate me for saying this, was Rob Zombie's, because Rob Zombie's fucking dope.
I like Rob Zombie. Yeah, he does some good stuff.
I like that the first one was pretty, like, Halloween, and then the second one, a lot of people didn't like it, but it was pretty, like, Rob Zombie style. But I kind of dug how he did it both ways. So, I don't know. I was a big fan of the Rob Zombie Halloween series. I thought he made it gritty and kind of how it needed to be.
I'm just not a huge horror fan in the first place. Never really got into the movies. I watched one movie as a kid called Darkness Falls about the Tooth Fairy.
Ooh, and yeah, that one's creepy as shit.
The main character's name is Kyle. And the Tooth Fairy's after him the whole time, and she's like, Kyle, and she could only get you in the dark, and so that made me afraid of the dark. And then I was just not a fan of scary movies after that. So
see, I dig like creepy scary movies. I don't like gory scary movies. So if I'm gonna watch a scary movie, I'm gonna watch something that's like paranormal. I'm a big fan of like even like I'm not a fan of like Saw. Like I take that back. I like the concepts of the traps of Saw, but as far as like the gore content goes, as far like what Saw, Hostel, like those kind of movies are doing, when it comes to horror, like I'm not a fan of that. But like the closest I get to horror, I like my cheesy 80s shit. So like Evil Dead, that's like top of the list. That's my shit. But like as far as horror goes altogether, I want something that I'm gonna watch multiple times and be creeped out and not just be like, ugh. Like I'm not really into the gore concept. I want some creepy ass paranormal shit, you know, but not like jump scare stuff. Like that shit that gets you on the edge of your seat and it's just like suspenseful. But not suspenseful. It doesn't deliver like Paranormal Activity, because those movies are fucking trash too. But I'm very picky about my horror. I think my thing is suspense when it comes to horror.
You're kind of a little diva about it.
Except 80s horror, dude. That's my shit. I'll watch any of that. I love that cheesy B-class horror shit. That's my favorite.
Well, Josh in the chat says, who wins a fight, Michael Myers or Jason? Well, we know Jason has fought against Freddy many times, but...
That motherfucker's been in space, bro. He's
I know. That was actually a good one. Jason in space, or yeah, Jason in space, whatever. Jason 13, or Friday the 13th. X. Yeah, Jason X. But who wins in a fight, guys? Michael Myers or Jason?
Well, somebody dropped Cabin in the Woods. That one is phenomenal. That's one of my favorites. But if I had to guess who's going to win that fight, Mike Myers is a human being. Jason is a living zombie, whatever the fuck you want to call it. So my money's going to go on Jason.
I'm going Jason.
Michael Myers never dies either, dude. I'm just saying.
That's because he hasn't been hit hard enough. But Jason, even if he dies, he always comes back. So okay. Even if, you know, Mike Myers is going to continue.
But it's not about like a long-term war. It's like one-on-one in a fight. It's not even like who kills the other, but like who's Jason. Superior fighting skills. I don't know.
I mean, even just from the reach, because Jason has a machete, you know, Mike Myers has a knife, even from that reach, I'm still going Jason, man.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. I think I was just playing devil's advocate, but I think y'all are right. So with that, let's go on to Tommy's clip. Tommy, I got your clip here. Well, where'd it go?
The TikTok one?
I did it stay in my, oh my gosh, you might have to, I said it wasn't spam and then it just deleted. Oh no, I found it. Okay. Here we go. Shoot. Might have to let it play and then replay.
We always have fun with TikTok clips and Instagram.
Yeah, they're hard to... Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Pause. I have to...
Trust me to make it awkward. Sorry, guys.
No, it's just TikTok and Instagram videos, they automatically play. And so I have to be quick on the draw on sharing the screen, but I'm not very quick. So, all right. Oh, I can pause it and rewind it. Perfect. Okay. Here we go. Can y'all see this?
You guys might have seen this.
I've not. I don't have.
For any of the audio listeners, because I don't know if this is going to be too audio of a video, but on the bottom it reads, it's a giant. And I guess we'll narrate this the best we can as it plays.
Yeah, let's watch it once and we'll go. It's only 36 seconds. We'll watch it through once and then we'll go back and describe what we see. Okay, here we go.
Person, dude. No, seriously, pull over.
No.
It's a person standing there.
No, it's not.
Dude, have you seen what I've seen right now?
First of all, poor choice of music in the car. Gentlemen.
That's what I was about to say. They start hitting you with that booty bass at the end. Like, what the hell?
Okay, so I'm gonna pause on it. I'm gonna kind of walk through what we're going. I'm gonna mute it and kind of go through. So they're driving. It looks like they're maybe going skiing. They're at a ski resort town.
And I think this is in Tennessee. I think
they're at a top. They're looking at a mountaintop, and the guy zooms in from pretty far away at the peak, and it looks like there's a person standing just very still on top of the mountain. And I guess because of how far away they are, they're assuming that it's a giant, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to see the person. So that's interesting. Let me see if I can get to one where it's right about there. And then can I zoom in? I don't even know how to use my own computer.
So also for the audio listeners also, I was going to start including the links to our videos in the show description. So if anybody does want to come and look at this, I will be adding it into the description like we did on the last episode when we had a bunch of videos that were very audio or very visual based.
And the only ones we really maybe won't include is if we find something on the fly to talk, you know, like for reference or whatever, we might not be able to include those just because we, you know, but you can, most of the time, if we find it on the fly, you can find it on the fly. So I don't know if this is, I don't know if I'm sold on this, Tommy. I don't know, because you see, I've seen people on a mountain while you're skiing and I don't know. The scale is hard to read here, if that makes sense. Because it's, I don't know how far away they are from this mountain. Let's go back to the beginning. I mean,
it's a giant scarecrow. Somebody's just trying to fuck with somebody. So they put a monster scarecrow on top of this bitch.
That's pretty far.
There's a bit of a backstory to this as well.
Okay, what? Break it down for us.
I can't remember the guy's name, but this guy was obviously on TikTok. And apparently his TikTok wasn't about conspiracies or paranormal or anything like that. And he caught this, what he believes to be a giant. And apparently after he caught this, he got into looking into paranormal stuff. And then he thought the CIA or someone was after him. And he was putting all these TikToks about that out. And then he died 3 months ago or something.
What?
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's a really crazy backstory to it.
So just going off of, you know, how my mind works too, you know, possible Sasquatch, because that could also fit the, you know, idea of a giant person. It's in some type of mountainy area with what seems to be a lot of trees and woods around. So, I mean, just another possible scenario is that maybe it's not a giant, maybe it's a Sasquatch.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
Because it looks pretty dark, at least from the video I can see. So, I mean, that could be a dark peril over it.
It won't let me go full screen. And I might be a better look, but, Isn't it Control Plus?
It's only a young guy that put this out.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't see, like, arms. I can maybe see some legs. Like, that... Oh, crap, right here.
Is there, like, confirmation that this guy did die? Like, is there, like, registered proof of it? Or is it possibly just somebody that was trying to, like, amp up their TikTok? So they started doing all the, like, you know, the government's after me, all that kind of shit. And then, like, you know, delete their account. Fake their death thing. Like, was it confirmed?
I mean, I'm not 100% sure. I actually see this on, you know, Tony Merkel's confessionals. He put this on his website, and I read the story to it. And that's what he said on there, that he died mysteriously or something 3 months ago or something like that, or 3 months after this, something like that.
I'll have to look into the guy's name. I really want to dig into it.
Well, I just looked it up. It's at... Andy Capt, KAPT, Andy Capt on TikTok. And there's a little video here that I can maybe play.
I want to see one of these paranoid from the CIA videos.
Let me share this screen. It's a Reddit story, but it links to a YouTube. So what happened to Andy Capt, the TikToker who saw a giant? And this is from 27 days ago, so late last month. Here we go. I'll play this little.
Andrew Dawson from Canada.
Oh, it's 12 minutes
loading
long.
Loading content to TikTok.
But his name's Andrew Dawson. He kind of goes, I'm not going to play this whole thing.
Oh, that's a little bit better. There's like a zoomed in one. You can kind of see the arms in that one.
Yeah, that looks better. I wonder.
It's a Bigfoot taking a piss, bro. That's why it's standing so still. It looks like it has its arms in front.
Yeah, don't eat the yellow snow. But yeah, this is the guy. There's a little. He died in July, 2022.
Did it say how he died on there, or is it?
It doesn't. I mean, I can play. I don't want to go through this long video, but we'll include this. I'll save this link. In the show notes, and people can go to that Reddit site, that Reddit story and maybe check it out. But interesting stuff, dude. Now that there's a backstory behind it,
that's what
makes
it was
a little more interesting. And maybe we can dig into that a little bit. And you said Tony covered it on his show too.
He put it on his website. I don't know if he spoke about it on his show.
Okay.
It was on his website.
All right. Well, yeah. Well, we'll check it out then. That's fascinating stuff. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Do we know what where this was exactly? Was there any?
Well, I thought it was in Tennessee, but I might be wrong.
The
guy was from Tennessee, but it just said Canada there, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Andrew Dawson, as they said his name. But that's sounds familiar, that name, Andrew Dawson.
But I mean, even if he was from Canada, I mean, you could theoretically be traveling anywhere, especially if you're like a TikToker, so to speak. You know, like I'm really curious where it may have been at. Because if it's a possible like Squatch area, I mean, that's a possibility. You know, you never want to rule out the possibility that it could have just been somebody that set something up as a prank, possibly. But the random death and the CIA shit, I got to look into that because that's, I don't know, that's kind of what would bring the story together, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you kind of just throw it off if there wasn't proof of that kind of shit.
Yeah.
But if they're looking into it, bro, there's something to it.
Yeah, very interesting. And Andrew Dawson, yeah. I'm not seeing any. I mean, there's a lot of dudes named Andrew Dawson. So, yeah, we'll have to dig into that one a little bit more. But interesting stuff, dude. Giants are very fascinating, and it does seem like that's one thing that anytime it gets brought up in terms of, you know, photo evidence or visual evidence or even documentation, whether about, you know, like the Smithsonian, for example, anytime that stuff gets brought up, it is kind of one of the more serious crackdowns when it comes to either disappearing people or censorship, because it's just like, it's like very like, no, don't talk about that. That's just what, like, you can talk about 9/11.
You can talk about any cryptid, but you can't talk about giants.
That's like, what I'm saying.
That just brings some validity to it, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And you can't really talk about the pygmy people either, like the little people. I mean, I don't mean like little people, but I mean like this. So there was, along with giants, like there's been burials found with like very small people.
Yeah.
As well. I mean, I know there's pygmy people out there, the culture, the ethnic group of the pygmies, but I mean, ancient bones and things have been found. So I don't know, man. Giants are weird. I think maybe they were once the rulers. That could be it. Maybe they're still large and in charge. I don't know.
Yeah.
Side note, have you guys heard about that encounter with a giant that happened in Afghanistan, supposedly in a cave?
Yeah, they had to like had gotten into like a gunfight with this thing.
Red-headed giant, is it?
Yep. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard from a couple different sources, and I haven't found confirmation on this, don't quote me on it, but everybody who had seen that was involved in that mission that supposedly took down that giant is now dead.
Interesting. Really? You'll have to, okay.
Wow. Look it up. Look it up on the fly, brother. You got to check it out.
Well, there's another one that I heard about with this. It was like in the 1800s, maybe 1900s, and like while in the United States when it was expanding west, that these guys had to go, you know, all these cowboys with their six shooters and their rifles had to go clear out these giants that were living near the Native Americans. Like they were trying to clear out the natives, and the natives were like, hey, we'll go, we don't even want to fuck with these guys. These guys keep killing us. So go get them and we'll leave. And so they were like, okay, we'll go get these fucking giants. We talk, giants like killed like all but one or two of them. I don't know. That's another story. I can't remember where I heard that. It was obviously on a podcast somewhere, like maybe a couple of years ago, but so what was it? Afghanistan?
Yeah, I believe it was a cave in Afghanistan. I think Provo Kid said he's looking into it. So,
oh, he told, no, Provo Kid told us to look into it. What's up, Provo Kid,
oh,
by the way?
I thought he said he was looking into it. My bad, I read that wrong.
And then, okay. Hold on, I'm just taking little notes here so I can remember what we were talking about. Megan Robot movie, fuck that. I'm trying to be better about show notes, especially for a show like this where we jump around a lot. Giants, the Andrew Dawson is his name. CIA killed him, maybe. But
Afghanistan.
And that's weird. The CIA only. Okay, guys, I don't know how much I can talk about this, but I do have a friend, an acquaintance, who I've been trying to get on the show, on the Big Dumb Podcast, and maybe even the show. But he seems very serious. He's been wanting to get his story out. He's involved with some kind of government conspiracy that involves sexual trafficking. And he is very shoddy. He's texts me from like a different number every time. It has to like, hey man, I'm sorry I had to go MIA for a few weeks. I'm back now. And I'm like, well, dude, when can we do the show? And he keeps pushing it off. So that's all I can really say right now. But I'm trying to get him on. And but I don't know. You hear about this stuff all the time. And if I can get some confirmation that this kind of stuff happens, then yeah, that'd be fat.
Oh, you want some fucking confirmation, dude? Fucking Frantic Missy with all those ties and everything, man. Because she was going after, what was it, that random, it was like, where was that, Arizona or something like that, where there was like that area where it was a concrete company that was owned by, I got to dig into it a little bit more, but pretty much there was a this building that was owned by a concrete company, and the concrete company wasn't there anymore, and they found evidence that there was children getting trafficked through this area. The concrete company tried to pretend like they didn't have any ties to it. They also dropped things that they were saying, like, we're going to do our best to make sure that like no trafficking happens. And then they're also some of the people that were supposed to be helping to rebuild Haiti, which is also kind of weird because that's one of the main areas that people get trafficked from. And then if I'm not mistaken, I think she also found a connection that one of the Rothschilds is also like a CEO for this company. It's called like Cemex.
Missy is like
an ex or some shit.
Missy's an expert researcher. And so she, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
It's the clues are right in front of you, bro. Like fucking all over the place. You go on Netflix, you just see the stuff they push. Like anybody that doesn't believe that there's child trafficking happening for profit, like they're just intentionally looking the other way because the government isn't making money off of drugs anymore. They're making money off of people and there's way less overhead involved, you know?
Okay, so I found some stuff on this giant in Afghanistan. It's from massivevoterfraud.com. If that's a okay, I'll just share my screen with you guys so you can see this. Oh, this is fun. Just look at the top conspiracy theories, Trump blog about contact and Twitter, like the menu items. Let's see their conspiracy theories. Finding Nemo conspiracy.
What the fuck is that?
Okay, this is my new favorite website. Anunnaki conspiracy, Agent 355 conspiracy, conspiracy theory movies, U.S. military killed a giant in Kandahar. Is the moon hollow? What is a black goo? Why I believe in Bigfoot and which U.S. presidents are Freemasons? And this is all their theories. He's like, these are the theories. It's these, you know, eight theories here that we have here. The nine theories. This is it. Oh my God, dude. This is, and then there's a whole text section just on Trump. That's wonderful. Oh man. Okay. This is,
I want to find a Nemo one.
Dude, do we want to open up that rabbit hole right now? Okay, let's. Okay, so okay, it gives a little background real quick for the Afghanistan giant. So in 2022, a biblical giant with flaming red hair was killed by U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. But why did the U.S. Special Forces kill a giant in Kandahar and try to cover it up? And then it gives some biblical references about giants, sons of God, the Elohim, things like that. So the battle with the giant of Kandahar, apparently this is a biblical giant who's fucked around in these parts for a long time. They encountered a giant red-headed beast, the Kandahar giant, along a goat path near a cave in rural Afghanistan. The giant, who was at least 18 feet tall, appeared with a loud, what? Threatening roar. The soldiers,
18 fucking feet?
Dude, that's up there. the soldiers opened fire and shot the giant many times in the face, neck, head, and chest. The battle only lasted 30 seconds. Oh, they murked him, dude. They murked him. Near the deceased giant body, the soldiers noticed a 9-foot spear made of Talibithrian stone, a commonly known material used by ancient aliens 12,750 years ago. Okay. Okay, well, now we have to look at the Finding Nemo conspiracy theories.
Well, I just want to point out, though, that biblical giants apparently were pussies because the last one that we remember being talked about in the Bible got taken out by a rock.
Yeah, just murked him in the eyeball with the fucking slingshot, dude. Okay, maybe when they say slingshot, they mean a M16 full auto. Like, that's what, if the Special Forces could, you know, dang. All right, so I'm hesitant to read this because we're on YouTube, but I'll just read the first. We'll try it. Okay. Finding Nemo conspiracy number one. It is actually about the Holocaust.
Oh my God.
Number two.
Fucking out there right in the first line, bro.
Finding Nemo is an allegory for the 9/11 attacks.
Okay. Which theory is going to go with? It's an allegory for like every conspiracy all at once.
It promotes environmentalism. Well, duh. It's anti-Semitic, and the number five is Finding Nemo is a condemnation of the fishing industry. Well, okay, I'd say three of these aren't conspiracy theory. Okay, two of these aren't conspiracy theories, but the other three, like the Holocaust, the 9/11, and the anti-Semitic, those are conspiracy theories. Okay, this site, and this is from this month, guys. This is a recent blog post by this guy. Yeah, I'm going to have to say this is a CIA, some sort of FBI counter-op website, because you'd have to be fucking nuts to, like, get into some of this stuff. But you know what we're going to do after the show, Shane, and later this week? We're gonna come through and peruse this website. Maybe this will get all our information from.
I'm fucking down, dude. I want to read all these articles.
Ryan from Dangerous World was telling me about a super secret website that he gets a lot of his conspiracy ideas from. I think we just found it. Shout out to Ryan.
I love how he starts off pretty like average minded, and then he just kind of hits it at the end with that giant one, and then he does the opposite with the Finding Nemo. He puts like the most out there one at the top, and then puts the most rational one down at the bottom. This guy needs to start with the most rational and build up to the crazy shit.
MassiveVoterFraud.com. Perfect. All right. Okay, well, so Giants, yes, that's interesting. If you haven't, Tommy, you should talk to Matt from the Great Deception podcast. He's great. He does a lot of research on ancient civilizations, lost civilizations, and a little bit on giants, not too much, but he knows a little bit more than I do. He's great to talk. He probably has a couple episodes on his podcast about that. So
that's something that's really interesting me at the moment, the giant stuff.
It is fun, dude. It's fun to look at. I don't know if I'd ever want to encounter one, though.
No, I'm not sure about that.
Not an 18-foot tall one. I mean, you hear about some stories and they're like 8-9 feet. Like, apparently that's a midget giant compared to these real 18-foot giants. Like, fuck, dude. Can you even imagine that?
That'd be crazy.
That's huge, dude. I wonder how big his dick is. I think that's what we're all wondering.
Probably the size of you, honestly.
All right. Well, with that... All right, so let me just go through some of the Halloween things that I have. I mean, we got some time to kill. There's a few things here. So I've got the 15 funniest and ridiculous Halloween costumes for dogs, the 15 best Halloween costumes for cats, the 40 best Halloween costumes for pets, and we can like skip to like the final 10 on that one because it's a longer video. Some McDonald's stuff, stuff about McDonald's and their Halloween escapades, Halloween safety tips for 2022, daycare worker charged after scaring kids with the Halloween mask, and then the worst.
I remember hearing about that one.
Okay, you want to start there?
Fuck yeah.
All right, here we go.
That was almost the clip that I was going to bring this week.
The fallout from the viral showing daycare.
All right. And it's so this happened a couple weeks ago, and like the video went viral of the teacher scaring the little kids. I guess this is an update on the story. She was fired, and I guess now she's having charges pressed. So let's find out a little bit more.
Daycare workers wearing Halloween masks terrifying toddlers. Arrest warrants have now been issued for five workers involved in the incident. Stephanie Ramos here with the details. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, George. This video is so hard to watch, guys. These daycare workers entrusted with caring for toddlers by their parents.
It's hard to watch, but we're going to play it for you first thing in the morning on Good Morning America, ABC.
Parents are the very people frightening them.
This morning, the daycare workers seen in this viral video scaring the very children they're hired to take care of, now facing multiple charges for their actions.
We started looking into the case to see, what facts there were out there to corroborate the video and kind of where that might lead them to pursue criminal charges.
According to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, five employees of the Little Blessings Child Care and Learning Center in Hamilton, Mississippi, were charged and arrested.
Of course, that is a cheesy-ass name.
Sierra McCandless, Okeana Kilburn, Jennifer Newman, and Cheyenne Shelton, facing three felony counts of child abuse. It looks like
if you go to Mississippi, I go to Mississippi quite often to see family. This is about the sum average of all of the white women in Mississippi. This is about what all of them, like if you took a random sample of white women from Mississippi, they will look like one of these four people and have
like
a name.
Said, Taylor Park's finest.
I mean, Okeana. I mean, all right, let's keep going.
Of child abuse.
I'm surprised one of them doesn't have Ann as a hyphen first name.
Misdemeanors, including a simple assault against a minor. In the video, daycare workers use a scary Halloween mask and appear to intentionally scare the young children, even chasing and grabbing a toddler at one point in the two-minute video.
I was in complete shock of...
And we can stop there, but, I mean, did y'all ever go trick-or-treating and one dad on the street, like, just went a little too hard each year and, like, did a whole, like, haunted house thing in his house and, like, would chase you with a chainsaw to get to the candy? I mean, I feel like there's not much difference between those two things, but I guess it's a daycare.
I mean, it's kind of time and place, though, because even those dads that took it too far, like, know that there's, like, an age that you just don't do that to, you know, if they're anywhere near. If you see, like, a little, like, girl in a princess costume walk up, like, you just don't do that.
Yeah.
And it seems like these kids are, like, that age of that little kid that would be in the princess costume.
Yeah, and it's a daycare, like, and I think from the the people who did this, like, they came out and made a response video, like, yeah, these kids wouldn't fucking listen. Like, this is, we were punishing them. Like, they were trying to get them to, like, follow the rules.
They couldn't have picked a, like, more freaky mask. Like, honestly, like, if you're trying to scare kids, bro, you could have just came at them with, like, a basic ass, like, you know, this, like, ghost face mask or.
That's what it was. They had, one of them was, like, the Scream ghost face mask.
Whatever one was in that video, it almost looked like the Ring or something like that. Like, that was like a whole other level.
They had a wig on too. Yeah, it was pretty creepy. Tommy, and do y'all have shit like this happen in the UK?
Dude, if they would have put on like a black fucking robe, dude, I feel like the charges would have been like 10 times worse, dude, because those kids would have like not known none the difference. That lady would have walked out, came in with that in a black cloak, bro. Like, those kids were scary, but they would have like had a fucking heart attack at that point.
I can imagine. But Tommy, you don't have shit like this happen?
I don't see the problem with it, to be honest. So being naughty. Yeah, just no, that's weird, man.
Scare the little buggers to death.
So they just love it.
Hey, wait, you know, I get it too. I can see it, but
That's that UK humor, bro.
Yeah, no, obviously it's not right.
Yeah,
I didn't like that scream she done either. It was really
Yeah, she. I think really she just did a couple.
It's
steps
a whole other
far.
Level when they actually grab them, because that's like a haunted house thing, dude. Like, that's like the one rule in haunted houses is like you don't touch people. You know, like that touch brings it to a whole other fucking level. And when you're doing with little kids, can you like imagine taking a kid into a haunted house and then at a haunted house they can touch you, where adults can't even handle that shit?
Yeah, no, it's wrong. It's wrong.
Wow. Okay,
I'm sorry, but like, I'm making my jokes and laughing. But if anybody did this to my kid, I probably would have rocked their shit.
Yeah, I won't be having that.
All right, well, I'll pick the next one. Let's go with the top 40 best Halloween costumes for pets. It's not just dogs. It's not just it's not just cats. What?
I said on a light note now.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Let's
so
pet costumes.
Let's just skip to the top 10. If I can get there, hold on. Oh, it's just going to go. Okay, I guess we'll start at the top 11. Here we go. Oh, I got to share my screen, dummy.
Oh, it's a video. I thought you were just going to read it. I thought it was
a
list. Oh,
no. Well, there were a lot of lists, but I wanted to get video for the sake of the clip. So here we go. Number 11.
Number 11. Here's a Halloween costume for your pet that doesn't bite. This photo from Annie Paddington illustrates how some white fangs and a cape can transform your mutt into a respectable version of Count Dracula.
Ooh. Number 10.
If you and your pet want to go hunting for Pokemon characters, here's a way to level up your gameplay. This costume is inspired by Pikachu and is found at Etsy.com.
No shit.
Maybe Jigglypuff will turn up in your pet's Halloween basket.
Oh. Okay, like a Jigglypuff or Pikachu.
Yeah, this one kind of speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Aww.
If your dog decides to go greyhound, you can find the outfit at Etsy.com.
It's a greyhound with a greyhound bus costume. How cute.
With this spider ensemble created by Deerwood Creek.
Wow, it's a turtle.
At Etsy.com.
It's a tortoise.
Just got a spider on his back.
Extra legs.
Okay. Maybe we should have started with the bottom 40. Okay, this is a bearded dragon with a shark costume. How cute.
Dragon. This innovative outfit at Etsy.com will make that critter even more fearsome when he goes out trick-or-treating dressed up like a great white shark.
Who the fuck is taking their bearded dragon trick-or-treating?
I used to have bearded dragons. I didn't
take
a trick-or-treating.
That can help your cat celebrate Halloween, even if they don't seem all that amped up for it. This simple crocheted frog set available from Etsy.com will help your feline look appropriately bizarre, even when they're asleep.
Okay. These are lame.
Yeah, pretty lame so far.
Oh my god, they just put
Why is everything from Etsy? Is this just an Etsy ad?
This is a native ad, dude. They got me. Okay, can we skip anywhere to like maybe there's better? Oh, dude, we should have started at the beginning.
Equipped with Indiana Jones trademark bullwhip and fedora.
I would have assumed that like 1, 2, 3 would have been the best. What, the 20?
No, 1, 2, 3 looked lame. It was just superheroes. I mean, look, number 38 is a T-Rex. It's a T-Rex for your dog. I mean, okay, and there's a lion mane for your dog. That's classic. A pirate dog, way cooler than the fucking wizard bunny or the shark bearded dragon. Okay, look, it's the Tin Man for your dog. I mean, how cute is that? It's a little Tin Man. Yeah. Oh my god, it's like an opera singer.
I think it's supposed to be Madonna or some shit, right? With the pointy.
No, that's an opera. That's an opera. Okay, look.
It looks like it has a little microphone though.
Elvis,
like, ear, like a clip-in microphone.
Elvis, Shamu for your corgi.
That looks like a killer whale is raping the corgi.
Looks like a whale.
Look at his face, bro. It's like
The whale is raping the dog. What number
He's
is this?
He's fucking hitting it, bro, and that dog is
scared. Number 28. Number 28 is the whale raping your dog. Let's Okay. Okay. What is this one? Bacon.
It's Arby's, the costume. Your dog has the meats.
Oh, just a dog covered in bacon. I don't know. That's okay, Darth Vader. That's not bad. I think the best one, I don't know if it's probably not on here, but it's the little, it's gone viral a few times. It's that little dog, the little pug in the Chucky costume.
Oh, where it looks like the legs are running in front?
It's very funny. Okay, let's finish the top three, I guess. Well, who is this? Indiana Jones?
Jones trademark bullwhip and fedora. The only credit for this great photo was Dean of Photography. Hopefully the fear of snakes is not part of the ensemble.
And these are all like handmade costumes on Etsy.
Batman, Robin, and Batgirl, as portrayed by a trio of French bulldogs. As we said, the Dark Knight is expected to be a popular costume for this Halloween, but in this picture by Samantha Rose Photography, you can see the Caped Crusader is joined by Robin, the Bulldog Wonder, and the canine version of Batgirl, too. The only thing missing seems to be a dog and a Joker outfit. Business.
Okay, and I don't mean to like be rude to this guy. Also this is from 2016, so it's a little older, but also this guy's got to be autistic. He literally sounds like the guy from Love on the Spectrum, one of the Australian guys. I mean, who would take the time to find, it's not like these are all custom costumes that people have handmade. So he went
and
through,
he found like 40 of them fuckers.
And he found 40. Okay, this last one is is really cool. It's the AT-AT for your dog. The AT-AT
okay,
walker.
Okay, I'll give it that one. That one's a good
Star
one.
Star Wars. That's cool. Look at that's cute.
Look at his face.
Oh, that's a good one.
He looks like he's like shoved into the suit. Like his face is getting pushed back.
That is cool. You could also do this one for your kid. I've seen that before too. Okay, well, that was less exciting than I thought. I mean, I can just do dogs if you want. There's some dog ones. I've talked on the last few shows I've done with other people. We've talked about the best Halloween candy. I have something for the worst Halloween candy, if y'all are curious about that. I found a local city's police station giving Halloween safety tips for 2022.
Oh, I gotta hear this.
I have not watched this one, so let's see what they got.
Inspect the candy for drugs. Well, if there's drugs, bring them to me.
That's been a big one with like now the fentanyl candy, is like they're saying, oh, it's fentanyl in the candy. Everything. It's okay, whatever. All right, so this is Acton Police Department. I don't know where Acton is.
Acton?
Acton. A-C-T-O-N. Find out where this is real quick.
I'm about to look it up.
Acton City. Acton, Massachusetts. Acton, Texas. Let's listen to these guys.
There's a plethora here.
Let's listen to what these guys sound like. Maybe we can determine that, okay? Here we go.
Hello, folks. My name is Luke.
Oh, my God.
Story Sauce Officer with Detective Ager O'Toole.
They're definitely from Acton, Massachusetts.
Dude, I love how cheesy it is already off the bat. They already got the generic cop stance, you know? All they're missing is just the thumb and the vest.
They probably actually rented cop costumes for this because these look basic as fuck. Okay, here we go.
Tella, also a school resource officer.
Resource officer. Yeah, these guys are from fucking Massachusetts.
They're both school research officers, so they're like half officers.
I don't know, dude. Those resource cops are pretty cool. I've always had a good time with those guys.
He had a goal with some safety tips for the upcoming Halloween. It's going to be on October 31st.
He's already out of breath and pulling his pants up.
And he didn't even chase anybody yet. What the fuck?
Okay, let's keep going.
Recommended hours from 6 to 8 p.m. We're just going to go over some safety tips. Officer Rotella is going to handle the costumes and candy.
Yeah, because you can't fucking breathe, dude.
That's because he's thinking about the candy, bro.
And I will handle general safety and traffic on that night.
This is perfect. Dude, I just found this randomly. Yeah, so this has 71 views. Okay, this is amazing. We're going to make this thing go viral, okay? Shout out to these cops in Acton, Massachusetts. Here we go. Let's see what... Okay, so you can only trick-or-treat from 6 to 8 p.m. on Halloween, okay? That's only a two-hour window, or these guys are going to come for you, okay? So that's safety tip.
Wear your COVID masks. Have your vaccines.
We're not there yet, but I guarantee it's coming. So that's safety tip number one is you can only trick-or-treat between 6 and 8 p.m. Okay, let's see what else these tips can do for us.
Assumes I know it's really exciting to get out there and put your costumes on and go get your candy, but... If you are wearing capes or long costumes and masks, you just want to make sure you're extra careful walking around, not running. You know, there's a lot of stuff in the roadway. You want to make sure you're not tripping over curbs because you're long costumes or, you know.
Okay, so now they're telling you that your costumes are a safety hazard and you're just going
to
be running.
I thought they were going to take a different twist on that. I thought they were going to say something like, don't be trying to scare us with masks, otherwise you might get shot at or thrown
right
on the ground.
If you're wearing like a, you know, a black hoodie, white shoes, that kind of like, you know, we be careful.
Just don't be a person around us. Otherwise, you got to be careful.
But that's hilarious. He's like, yeah, you might trip and eat shit on your costume. Don't walk, don't run. Okay, are they trick-or-treating at a pool? What's going on here? Let's continue.
Make sure you're looking left and right multiple times before you cross the street in case you have your masks on.
Okay, that's reasonable. Let's see what else.
For the candy, you know, we all love the candy. Can't wait to eat it all. I know for me specifically, when I get home, I want to get right into it and eat it all up. But we got to make sure we have our parents inspect the candy just in case there's any, you know, open candy in the bag or any candy that we're tampered with.
Right. That was always been a big thing with Halloween candy is like inspecting it, right, for drugs or for needles or razor blades. And so my mom would always make me let her inspect the candy, but she would just take all the good candy out and then leave me with nothing. So
that's the trick, nobody's drugging the candy.
That's what I'm
nobody's
saying.
With the candy.
This is like a Santa Claus thing for your whole life. Like you never realize it that it's fake until, you know, you come back. We're like, wait, where'd all the Reese's go? It's like, and then your mom
like,
puts
rationally
them-
speaking, bro, drugs are too damn expensive to be putting some random ass kids Halloween candy.
Shall we continue? We're halfway through. These tips are awesome.
And then I'll just go over some general traffic safety tips. Folks, we just want to be extra aware because A lot of people out in the streets, crossing the sidewalks. A lot of streets are not so well lit. Kids, we want to carry flashlights. If you can, stay in groups. If you do get lost, stay in one place, and we'll come out and find you. There'll be plenty of officers on duty that night. Keep an eye on the traffic of pedestrians as well as motor vehicle traffic to keep it safe that night. So we just want to make sure you have a safe and happy Halloween this year.
Right. Enjoy yourselves. Get all the candy you can get. Just be safe while doing it.
Thank you.
Did it just say edit? Okay. Who edited this thing? Edited by Vivian Kobasingi Birch. I mean, there's no clips or edits in this whole thing. they're just standing there. They can't stand still either. This is fantastic. Shout out to
these guys need their own show, to be honest.
The Acton resource officer. I mean, like they should start a podcast.
That's what I was gonna say. Go back and forth with them. The only problem is every other
I'm choking up
and
here.
Now for my co-host
for some reason tonight too. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm choking up a little bit, but yeah, that was wonderful.
Now we know we can never go to Acton because you know, if those cops ever find this, they're gonna be on our ass.
Anything else? Anything else I described about Halloween? Or I think we can be end on that. I mean, we have a wild card clip. It's a troll clip.
I do think I actually have a wild card this week. Let me find my phone. Brody sent me one for last week that I didn't get a chance to, so I can use it for this week.
Yeah, well, forward that to me, and then we'll do the troll clip of the week. But yeah, what do you guys do in the UK, Tommy, for Halloween? Do y'all do any stuff like this?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. I think it's something that's, over the years, it's got even bigger, to be honest. I decorate the house now, most people do. I love Halloween. It's my favorite time of year, to be honest.
Awesome, dude. I just didn't know. Lillian says, big guy sounds like he had all the boosters.
Oh, it was L that sent me the clip.
Okay. Shout out. Oh, Juan's in the chat. What's going on, Juan? He said, respect the esoteric research hustle, bro. I don't know if he's saying that we need to respect his hustle or if he respects our hustle, but either way, I appreciate it, Juan. Thanks for being here. That guy did sound quite, out of breath. And for some reason, I'm out of breath tonight too. I don't know what it is. I've been coughing a lot, and I don't smoke or anything like that. I mean, I didn't vape at all today. I don't know what's going on. Maybe I'm getting sick.
I just sent you the clip. It's actually from L, if I didn't say
that.
Did
you send it to me on Instagram?
I just emailed it to you. Make it quick and easy, sir.
Oh, you're a saint. But it's an Instagram video. You son of a bitch. Okay.
Blame L. But at the same time, Al, we love you.
Okay. Wild card. Here it is. I'm going to refresh. Here we go.
So one is that people eat too much meat, right? And if they were to cut down on their consumption on meat, then they would it would actually really help the planet. But people are not willing to give up meat. Yeah, you know, some people will be willing to, but other people, they may be willing to, but they have a weakness of will. They say, wow, this steak is just too juicy, I can't. But so here's a thought, right? So it turns out that we know a lot about, we have this intolerance to, for example, I have milk intolerance. Some people are intolerant to crayfish. So possibly we can use human engineering to make it the case that we're intolerant to certain kinds of meat, to certain kinds of bovine proteins. And there's actually analogs of this in life. There's this thing called the long star tick, where if it bites you, you will become allergic to meat. So that's something that we can do through human engineering. We can kind of possibly address really big world problems through human engineering.
Yeah, I've seen that before. I've seen, not with the shitty Halloween music over and this dumb bitch just staring into the camera, but I've seen that original clip before. And the Lone Star Tick definitely can make you allergic, not allergic to meat, but just like it makes you a little sick or like you just have an aversion to it. Oh, sorry. Juan just hit me in the chat. He said, no, because you called that guy looking up dog costumes autistic. Sorry, Juan. We're all a little, it's a spectrum, right? We're all a little autistic. But sorry, but I saw that I had to address it. But yeah, the meat thing. Yeah, dude, they want us dead, dude. They just want us dead. Soylent Green hooked up to the tubes in our pods in the metaverse, working at Starbucks, making fake money. And
I was gonna say, they don't want us dead. They still want to use us. They just want us to be weak where we can't do anything.
Mm. Yeah, dude, I've been trying to just eat meat and vegetables for dinner. It's tough, but it's delicious. I mean, I get to, you know, eat steak more often, which is great. All right. So that good wild card. Any thoughts on that, Tommy? Do y'all even have meat in the UK? I went there once and the haggis was shit.
No, I love my meat. There's no way I'm stopping eating meat.
Do y'all have a large, do you import a lot of your meat, or do you have a large domestic meat production, whether it be cow, beef, or fish? I know y'all do a lot of fishing.
Yeah, to be honest, I couldn't tell you, to be honest with you. Oh, okay. I just buy it and...
There you go. That's fine.
So coming from our side, we see a lot of shit where it looks like they're pushing the whole like eat bugs shit in the UK.
Yeah,
coming from somebody in the UK, is it as prevalent as they make it sound like it is?
Yeah, I'm seeing that a lot. Very strange. Yeah,
I was seeing it in like kid shows and shit where they're making like little jingles and stuff, and they're like trying to. I saw some recent thing where they had like some chef come to kids' schools and shit, and he was trying to like make them bug shit.
Yeah, tasting bug. I don't know, man.
It's got to start somewhere. Apparently, you guys are the starting grounds.
Yeah, you guys are. You guys are the testing grounds. I was gonna say y'all are pussies, but y'all basically won World War II by yourselves. So, except for the Russians, but you guys did pretty good. So, but hey, most of those guys are dead, unfortunately. Maybe that's why y'all are the new testing ground for shit. Yeah. But yeah. Okay. So, should we get to the troll clip? I guess
we need a jingle for it. Soon enough, there'll be a jingle for the troll
shitty
clip of the day.
Troll clip. Here we go. And we all know
less
who it's
excited.
From. We all know.
I want
from.
No it any type of
says
reaction. Just
your clip of the night with asterisks. This is you. I'm assuming that means this is me, Kyle. Here we go.
I'm a goddamn motherfucking cowboy. Daddy was a cow and my mama was a boy. And half cow, that's me, a cowboy. Hoodle-idle, life's a nightmare.
Wait, I got one more troll clip of the day, man. I sent it to you the other day, but every time I watch it, bro, I fucking die. I gotta resend it to you, man. Let's do it. Let's
okay, make it quick. Troll clip of the day. Make it quick. That was awful.
It's coming right
that
now.
Is it just because I'm a Texas? It's a Texas thing. I don't understand.
Is that how you see us over there in the UK, bro?
I enjoyed that, to be honest.
Did you send it?
Yeah, I just emailed it to you.
Oh, you emailed it to me. Okay, I'm here checking my fucking Instagram.
I was trying to make it easy
for
you,
bro.
If
it's an Instagram clip, just send it to me on Instagram.
It is. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is that thing you sent me the other day, and I thought this is the guy we were having on the podcast. Because he was like,
yep, that's Tommy.
Hey, this is who we're having on the podcast. And then you send me this clip, and I was like, what? Okay, here we go.
Straight pride hangout. The straight pride. Only men allowed. Prove you're an alpha man by not wearing a shirt.
Only alpha guys are allowed.
No pussies. We're going to reach down and check. My homie Chet's going to make out with you, and if you're into it, then... we'll punish you. No gay shit, or you'll get spanked. We're gonna show these gays that they're not the only ones who can have sex with men. Super straight pride hangout.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I'll send you a profile of a guy that I follow who I want to get on the show sometime. He's
double it up with the Texas troll clips.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. I'm just, you know, running the show over here. And with that, that gives me the power to end it here. So Tommy, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. Where can
thank
people
you
find
so
you, brother?
Yeah, so the podcast is Tommy Cullum's Let's Get Freaky. We're on all podcast platforms. I'm on social media, Let's Get Freaky. Come and give us a follow.
Excellent, man. Excellent. And thank you again for staying up so late. to be on the show with us. I do appreciate it. It's been
fun.
Thank
you for having me.
Absolutely.
Appreciation from both of us, man.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, man. And yeah, y'all be sure to check out Let's Get Freaky, and it's with your name in it as well. Tommy Collum, C-U-L-L-U-M, and Let's Get Freaky. Perfect, man. We'll include that in the description as well. All the links to your stuff. Shane, ready for you?
Do my thing, but I won't do the finger because I've been trying not to do that.
I'm sorry. Now I feel like an asshole, but
you made me self-conscious, bro.
That's okay.
But if you want to come and find me, if you're not listening to this on my feed and you're on Kyle's feed, make it quick and easy. Increase our reality. Just go Google search that shit. I should be one of the main ones that pops up now because I think I'm one of the old people using that name. So just go do that. If you want to check out the new show, which I'm doing with Ghost from My Third Eye Podcast, that one probably not as easy to find yet, but it'll get there eventually. So you can go to the link tree, check it out that way. LANKTR.EE/ Bizarre Encounters.
Dude, it's hard for you to do without the finger. I saw you struggle there. Like, you were like,
I was going to explode, bro.
It's okay. Well, thank you for that, Shane. And, of course, I'm Kyle with the Big Dumb Podcast. This has been another episode of Inquiries of Our Reality. Be sure to check out the Big Dumb Podcast. I'm still doing it over there. It's just been slow, but this show has kept me at least hanging on.
You said Inquiries of Our Reality.
Did I say... Oh, really?
I had to call you out on it, man. It's been a while since you messed it up.
Oh, Big Dumb Inquiries. That's okay. Whatever. You're listening to this now. You're already here. So thank you guys so much.
We're professional podcasters, in case anybody wanted to know.
We're not professionals. We're very, very amateur. So with that, I'll play us out. Y'all have
a good
night. Stick around, Tommy, when I end this. But thank you all so much. Have a great night. See you on the other side.
Bye, everybody.
Big Dumb Inquiries. Big Dumb
Inquiries.
Big Dumb
Inquiries.
Big Dumb
Inquiries.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.